Gemara says, my lav, isn't it that hu adin, the same halacha would apply l'nechlaka? Just like if you say, if you take it off, it's possible. The same way, if it would split, it'd be the same halacha that the lulav would be possible. And therefore, if the lulav is possible, chur, it's called a kinyan. Like Rashi says, v'chivon linyan psul mifsalo, linyan miknanami, shinu yu v'koni. So Gemara says, loy, maybe from here there's no proof. I tell you, nitlo shani, the hochosalei. The chosala, if you pull off the top leaf, that's why the lulav is possible, because it's missing. But maybe just nechlaku, it's not missing, it's just divided in half, maybe then it would still be kosher. So you have naraya, it will be called the shinuf gzela. Then the Gemara says, ikad the army, some say like this, toshima, come in here. The yomer Rav Moson, omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi, nechlaku hat tiyumis. If the tumus, the top leaf of the lulav, was split, nase kemisha nitla upasal. There's the same halach as if it was taken off, and therefore it's possible. So if so, shema mina, to me it's a good proof. What then? The same thing would be by a gazlin, that if he was nechlok or hat tumus, he would be konoi, and therefore he has to keep it, and will have to return back to demei, the value of the lulav. Amarav Papa, Papa says like this, Haiman de gozal ofra, if somebody steals some sand, mechaver from your friend, viav de levinta, and you make a brick out of it. You take the sand, and from the sand you make a brick. So the Mora says, lekoni, you should know the gazlan is not konui, and still he has to return it. My time, and what's the reason? Tuyhoda mishavi loyafra, because from a brick you could bring it back into the matzav of sand. Therefore, that's not called enough of a shinui, since you could bring it back to the way it was before, therefore you're not kono. What about the opposite way? Let's say levinta. Let's say you stole a brick. V'yavde afra. And now you make it into dirt, you make it into sand. Konoi. Now we say the gazlin is konoi. It's his, and he has to return the money only. Why? Maya Marta, what do you want to tell me? Dilma hodar v'yavde levinta, no? It's not called a shinui, because from the dirt that you made into the sand, you can make it back into a brick. But I'll tell you, hai levinto achritahu. If you make it back, it's called a new brick. And therefore the svar is, uponim chadoshos bolakan. It's called something new, it's called ponim chadoshos bolakan. Rashi says, loizuhi levenu harishena. That's not the same brick that you stole. Eluzu levenu acheres. This is a different one. Shutzrach tikun v'gibul b'fnayatzma. It's different from the first ones. The Yevshel, it's something. It's not possible to make it back to the original form. So therefore, if you steal dirt, sand, and you make it into a brick, it's possible to make it back into sand again. So when you make it back into sand, it's the same sand as before. It's not called Ponim Chadoshos. Therefore, you're not Kono. But the opposite way, when you stole a brick, and now you make it into sand, so that's called a shinui, because even if you'd go and make it back into a brick again, it can't be the same brick you had before. That's called a shinui, therefore you would be koina. The Yomara Papa says, Haiman de gozal nascho michavrei. If somebody steals, let's say, a block of silver, you steal some silver from your friend, v'yoved zuzi, and you make coins out of it. Halacha is like koina. He's not koina, the gazlan still has to return it. My time, what's the reason? The same svara, hoder ovid le nascha. You could like melt down this coin and make it into a brick of silver again. You can make it into a nascha. What about the opposite way? Zuzi, you stole coins. V'yavdinu nascha. Now you melted it down and you made it into a block of silver. Koni, again, here we say it's called a kinyan. The gazlan keeps it. He has to pay back only the damim. Why? Again, maya marta. What would you want to tell me? Hoder ovid luzuzi, no, that you could take this silver and make it back into a coin. But again, I'll tell you the svar is, ponim chadoshes bolakan. This is called a new type of a coin. You can't make it back to the exact same type of a coin you had before. So to make it into something new, it's called a shinui. It's called ponim chadoshes. Therefore, the original is not here anymore. It's not called kein shegozal. Therefore, the din is you keep it and just pay back the money. Now the Gemara says, what about Shechima? You stole the black coin. V'yavdin echarati, and you cleaned it, you made it into a white one. Rashi says, Shechorim means Ken Yishonim, you stole an old coin. V'yavdin echarati, Rashi says, Shelivna, you made it white. You whitened the old coin. So lacha is lakoni, that's not called a kinyan. Why? Because you can make it black again. But the opposite, chadati, let's say you stole a new coin. V'yavdinu shchim, and you made it black, a koni. Then you are kona. Why? Maya Marta, what do you want to tell me? Hoder ovid lu chadati, again you could clean it off and make it clean again. But may the idea sheichai mayu. But even though you make it clean again, it's still nika that it was dirty once. In other words, if you stole the brand new coin and then you blackened it, so even if you're going to go to clean it, you can't clean it completely the way it was at the beginning. So it's still not called Kain Shegozal, therefore that's enough of a shino to say the Goslin keeps it and he has to pay back the Dhamma. Then the Mishnah said that Kol Zehaklal Kol HaGazlonim is Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeilo. Tzumor says Lasuya Mai. What does this Klal come to include? Tzumor says Lasuya comes to include Hodi Oma Rebbe Loi. That Gonav Tleh V'nasa Ayil. You stole the small ram, and it grew out to be a big ram, a Tleh, and it grew into an Ayil, or else Egel, you stole a calf. V'nasa Shor became into an ox. Halacha is nasu shinu biyode v'konui. It's a shinui, and that's called now that kolag gazlonim mishalmim kishasak zeila. You have to just pay back how much it was worth b'shasak zeila. What about tofach u'mochar? Let's say after this happened, you stole a egel and it became a shor, and now you made a shchit to run it, or else you sold it. The halacha is shelayhu tofayach. Shalayhu Meicher, and therefore you part it from Dal Vehei, since the Shina took place first, it's yours, you only have to pay back Domim, therefore what you do to it now, it's your own, because now you don't have the Chiyav of Dal Vehei. Mor says, who garba there was a man? De Gozo Padno De Ture Mechavrei. Yeah, there was a man that stole the yoke of an ox from his friend. So Ozo Rav Ozal, the Ganav went, Karav Bu Karvo, that he plowed with it, he used on his field, he used this yoke for Harisha, and Zoro Bu Zoro, and he also seeded his field with it, he used it to seal, to plant the field with it. The Seifa at the end, Hadrinu Lamori, at the end they caught the Ganav, and he returned it back to the Chaver. So now, also the came with Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalu, so Rav Nachman told his Ganav, Zilu Shumu Shvocho the Yashbach. Let's go value how much shvach, how much good your field came, because you plowed with it or you seed with it, and like pay that back also to the Nigzal. Omalei Rova said back, Turei Ashbach, did the ashore itself become better? A Turei Ashbach, Arya La Yashbach, was it only the yoke that made it good, like wasn't it the field itself? Like all the yoke did was, he just did harish, he just plowed with it. But it's the field that became better. Omri said, Mika mina nishayma kuloi? Did I mean to say value the complete shvach, the complete value of the field now? Palgo kamina, you only mean to say you have to pay back for half. Omri, but he said back to him, saif, like so what? Gizelahu. At most what this person did, he stole the yoke, that's all. The kohodra bienai, and he returned it now. What the Goslin does with it in between, for that he doesn't have to pay. He's not like a seich, like he's renting it, that he has to pay for the use in between. He's a Goslin. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Kol ha-Gazlonim, Mishalmim k'shasak zeila. All the Goslonim pay back how much it's worth, k'shasak zeila, that's all. What they did in between is their own gain. So why does this Goslin have to pay back for the shvach of the field that he had? Omalei, so Rav Nachman said back, I tell you that when I'm sitting down in Psak Din, don't tell me anything. My Chava said about me, Anova Shova Malka. Me and Shova Malka, some say that's like Shmuel, Rashi says, Shmuel is Ose Bedina. That what? No, as we're passing here, and the pshat is, Hai Inish Gazlon Atikuhu. This Gazlon was an old Gazlon already. He wasn't something new. He stole a lot of times already. And therefore, Be'ino Diakanse. We want to put a knas upon him. Senechram, even though Mi'ikiradin, he would not have to pay back more than just the yoke that he stole. But over here, since he did it a lot of times already, he's an old Ganif, we wanted to make a knas. Therefore, we're saying he has to pay back half of the shvach that he had from it. Now the Mishnah says, Gozal behema v'heskina. If somebody stole an animal and it became old by you, it's like chash, it became worthless. Or else avodim v'heskinu. He stole an evet kenani and by you it became old. So the locher is mishalim k'shasak zela. You have to pay how much is worth b'shasak zela. In other words, we hold this called a shinu, that's koina. You keep it right now, and therefore you have to pay back how much it's worth b'shasak zela. Rabbi Meir says, Bi avodim, boy in Eved Kenani, oim lo yavreit teseh resh loch lefanecha. Like we say, because Eved, he owes ka karka domi, and karka is in an exelis, is always brishusa demori kaima. Therefore, I have a right to say, here it is, this is yours. It became old in your rishus. I don't have a kinyan gzela. Therefore, I could say, resh loch lefanecha. But mashma though, but by behema though, there Rav Meir Tak argues. By behema, Rav Meir says that a shinui is not kaina, and therefore, since shinui is not kaina, you have right also to say resh lach lefonecho by the behema also. Gozal matbeya venistak. Let's say somebody stole the matbeya. You stole the coin venistak, and you made a shinui. You like scratched it out. You made a set. You made a scratch in it. Or else pay rice v'her kivoy. You stole fruits and they rotted away by you. Yayin v'hechmet. You stole wine and by you it became vinegar-like. Halach riz mishalim k'shasak zela. This is called the shinu. It's not called kein shegozel anymore. And therefore you have to pay back the money how much it was worth b'shasak zela. Matbeya v'nisal. You stole the coin and then later was nifsal, means that it's not used anymore right now. The king like doesn't use it, they have another coin. That's called Matbeya v'nifsal. Or else Truma v'nitmas, you stole Truma and it became Tomei. Chometz, you stole Chometz, v'ovar olavar Pesach, and now it became after Pesach, that it's also b'hano. Or else Behema, you stole a Behema, v'nisav de bo'avera, and you did an Avera with it, that now it's possible for Korban, you can't use this for Korban anymore. Rashi says Nirvas or Nevda Psulul Korban became possible for Korban. Oishe Nifsal Meyagavi HaMizbech, or else Psul happened to it that it can't be used for the Mizbech. Rashi says a Mum She Niker, like Gedukin Shabayin. It's not really like a Mekach Toys right now. There's only a Psul Meyagavi HaMizbech in all these cases. Or else Oishe Hoysa Yoitza Liskal, or else the shor now has a din of a shor haniskal, like the shor killed somebody. So they're supposed to go and kill the shor. In all these cases, the locher is, oy melo, you have right to say back to the nigzal, harei shalach lefanecha, this is the shor that I stole from you. In other words, lamaisa, the shor is the exact same shor the way you stole it. There's only dinim that changed now. It became posel, became tomei, can't be used for the korban anymore, or it has a din niskal on it. But our kopon, the actual shor is the exact same shor the way you stole it, therefore you have a right to say, harei shalach lefanecha. Yes, that Gemara sounds like this. Amar Papa says, Lo hiskino, hiskino mamish. That the Mishnah says, Gozal behema v'hiskino, or else avodim v'hiskino, that they became old, it doesn't mean they really became old and made such a big shinui. Lo hiskino, hiskino mamish, el afilu kichsho. Just became a little bit weak. So Rashi says, Lo hevi shinu kuli hai, not that the whole body really changed over, just that it became a little bit weak. That's also called the shinui that the Mishnah says, you say that you only have to pay kishasak zela. Freddy Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah heskino, which is mashmoni heskino, the whole body changed over. So Mora says, kirksha kain heskino, einachnami. But the Mishnah doesn't, what we mean to say is a chash, like it. So Mazal says, Yechisha kain is kino. It means kain and achnaim, it's not completely, it just means like it. But still, not a gansim where he became older completely, just became a little bit weaker, that's also called kiskino. to Loihodya Bari, the main thing is that it is not going to become well again. Whereas this kingdom, Mama, she changed to become a real old person. You don't need that much. You just need that it became weaker. But Enacham, it has to be something like Heskinu that is not going to be Chayzer, that he won't come back again to the original form. Oh, Malay Mark Shisha, Bray the Rav Chizla Rav Ashi, Hochi Kamri Mishmei the Rav Yechanan. This is what they said over the name of Rav Yechanan. That Afilu Gonav Tleh V'Naslayil. If you stole the Tleh, a young one, and it grew up to be a ram. Egel V'Nas Ashur, you stole the calf and it came to be a shore. Is Nasa Shinu Biyoda V'Konoi. This is also called enough of a Shinui. So this is enough of a Shinui, even though it didn't change completely, but it's enough of a Shinui. And therefore, tofach or mochar, if now you make a shechita on it, or now you sell it, if the ganef now sells it or makes a tficha, the klal is shalohu tofeach, shalohu mochar, and therefore he's potter from the aldvehei. Omalei said back to him, lava minu lecho, didn't I tell you that letaflech gavrei, don't change around the names, ha'u mishmei, the Rabbi lo yitma. That was learned over in the name of Rabbi Loi. In other words, it was not learned over like you said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, but rather was learned over the name of Rabbi Loi. Don't change around the names. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir in Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir oimer avodim, ba'avodim oimer loy haresh lach lefanecho. The other is Rabbi Meir holds that an Eved Kenani is called Kakarkadami. Therefore it's called Kakarkadami, it's not Nixelus. Therefore you're not kind of with Shinui, you can say Resh Lach Lefanecho. So Mor says, Omer Rabbi Chanino Baravdimi. Omer Rav, Halacha Rabbi Meir. We paskin like Rabbi Meir that Avodim is called Kakarkadami. So Mor asked the Kasha, for Rav, Shovik, Rabbonin, Viavdik, Rabbi Meir, how come Rav left over the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin, the Mishnah says, that you have a right to say, you have to pay back a Shasak Zela, that Avodim is a Din Gezel, and therefore, it's not Kakarkadami. So how come Rav paskins like Rav Meir and leaves over the Rabbonin? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Mishum de Braisi Ibchatanya. Because in the Braisi we learned the opposite way around. Since we learned the opposite way in the Braisi, so therefore we changed it around. The Rashi says, Ibchatanya, that Rav Meir oimer, Kishas Hagzeilo, Vechom Moimrim, Vavod Moimelo Haresh Loch Lavanecho. Since in the Braisi it's the Rabbonin that says that Avod Miskakarka, therefore Koma Rav Alochak Rabbi Meir the Masnisin, Tehainu Rabbonin the Braisi. That's why Rav says now the loch is like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, because really that's like the Rabbonin of the Braisa. So really Rav is paskling like the Rabbonin of the Braisa that holds that Avodim is called Kakarkadami. So the more of a Rav, Shovik, Masdisim, Vyovik, Braisa, but still, why did Rav go after the Braisa? Why didn't he go after our Mishnah better? And now Mishnah says that the Rabbonin hold, Avodim is not called Kakarkadami. So he should have paskling like our Mishnah. Sumara says, Rav Masnisanam Yitkatani. No, Rav even changed around our Mishnah also. He changed around the Mishnah also. And therefore the Mishnah also means to say that the Rabbonin is the one that says, Avodim is called Kakarkadami. Rav Masnisanam Yitkatani. Or my time with the Rav, the Apach Masnisan, Makme the Braisa. How come Rav Taka changes around our Mishnah before he changes around the Braisa? Other Rav, it should be just the opposite. Nepech lebraisa, makma masnisin. Why don't you change around the braisa and leave our Mishnah? In other words, why don't you say our Mishnah is the Ika? Sumara says, Omar Rav, Amri, I'll tell you, Rav nami masnisin ipchasniya. Rav also learned our Mishnah the opposite way around. So really, the Bach says this gear is like extra, it's just said over again. But I call upon him, that's the pshat from Rav. The Rav holds that the Ikatakra is like the Rabbonin that holds Avodim is called Kakarkadami. So now Mishnah tells that that's Pshan Rameya, that's why Paschal is like Rameya. Then the Gemara says, alright, turn over. Yeah, now Gemara again comes in to Rav, why Rav Paschal is like Rameya, that Avodim is Kakarkadami. So Gemara says, V'boi Yisem, if you want, I tell you, we don't turn over one because of one. But I'll tell you, but one because of two, that we do turn over. The Tanya, we learned like this. Hamachlif pora b'chamor. If somebody changes over a pora for a chamor, v'yolda, and then it gave birth, the pora gave birth. The same thing, v'chein hamoicher shivchosai. If you sell your maid, v'yolda, and she gave birth. Now, we don't know exactly when they gave birth. Zeroy mebrishus yolda, the moicher, the one that sold it, said it gave birth in my rishus before I sold it to you. V'aloi, and v'aloi shosik, and the one that bought it kept quiet. Then the moicher has the right to keep it. Since he tainas vada, he gave birth in his rishus, since he's a muchzik in it, he has the right to keep it. What about Zeroy me'en yodeya v'zeroy me'en yodeya? Both the moicher and lakeach do not know exactly when the pora or when the shivcha gave birth. So locher is yachloiko. That's like moment amutzik pesofik. There's no muchzik here right now. We don't know exactly where it gave birth. So therefore we say yachloiko. What about Zeroy me'brishusi v'zeroy me'brishusi? Each one says no. He gave birth in my rishus. The moicher says, I know Klo gave birth in my rishus when it was by me. And lakeach says, no, gave birth when it was in my rishus. So locher is yishova ha-moicher. The moicher has a right to swear, shebrishus ha-yolda, that he gave birth in his rishus. Why? Lefi shekol ha-nishboim shebatoira. Whenever you have to make a shvuah midiraisa, the locher is nishboim v'loi mishalmim. You always make a shvuah not to pay. Always like a moidib mixas, you make a shvuah to free yourself. Dear Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachom moim nechom say, ein nishpoyim lo yal al avodim lo yal hakoyis. No, you don't have to make a shvu anyway on the shivcha. And not on hakoyis, because your shivcha is called kakak and ever it's called kakak adomi. So you see clearly here it's the chachomim that says the shita that an ever is called kakak adomi. Therefore, Rav Paskin's like an Amishnah, like Rav Meir, even though there is Rav Meir, because it's this shita that holds Avodim is called Kakadomi. And there we see clearly it's the Rabbonin that says the shita. That's why Rav is Paskin, he liked the Rabbonin.
So the Gemara says, so like you're changing around now that even the Mishnah, it also says that the Rabbonin is the one that says Avodim is Kakadomi. So Marasa Kashi is, if so, hi, halacha k'Rabbi Meir, halacha k'Rabbonin miboilei. Rav should have already said halacha is like the Rabbonin. Even in the Mishnah, the Rabbonin is the one that says Avodim is called Kakadomi. So more sasochi koma. This is what Rav meant to say. L'may di avchisu v'taniso, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. That we changed it over and said like Rabbi Meir, halacha is k'Rabbi Meir. That's why he said it over. Tenechnami, Mikra Dintak, we're paskani now, that Avodim is Kakadomi, like just a shayla, who exactly said it? Was it Rav Meir or was it the Rabbonin? Just now Mishnah is brought down, B'Shem Rav Meir, that's why Rav Paskin is like Rav Meir. Now the Marasa